in the staff room, in the wharekai, at the marae, outside of the kōrauin, talking to parents about vaccination and the need for our kaimahi in Korekau Papa Māori to be vaccinated. But what is pleasing is that there are high levels of vaccination rates in Korekau Papa Māori. There are 94% of kaiako in Auckland who are vaccinated, and that's really heartening and really pleasing to hear. And those are the types of rates that we are hearing from all kura throughout the country. There's been strong support by whānau for the mandate of vaccination, despite the difficult conversations and kōrero that have had to take place. But at the end of the day, our kaupapa, te aho matua, is the most important thing that we need to consider and think about. And that means protecting our whānau and our tamariki, especially the vulnerable whānau in our communities. We're all concerned about the vaccination rates. For example, it's only 73% for our kura in Te Huku who have first dose vaccination rates. It's 61% Māori throughout the country who have only had a first dose vaccination rate. 70%, I mean, for Māori, and 90% nationwide, non-Māori. And so those statistics are, really frightening for us. But it's really, really heartening to know that our kaiako and our kaimahi are thinking about the well-being of our tamariki. And so we take our hat off for them for having these difficult conversations. But what we also know is that some of our kaiako and kaimahi support staff have been farewelled. They've been afforded the dignity and their work has been acknowledged, but having said that, they will always be part of the whānau of our kura, and who knows what's around the corner, because all our whānau will be thinking about how we can bring them back. And it's a frightening time for our whānau, and I think it's safe to say that we're taking our united approach.
I guess there are a couple of issues for all our whānau to consider. One of them, and I know that they would have discussed this, you would have discussed this at the various hui. Absolutely, paramount is our tamariki and our whānau, absolutely, including kaiako and kura tumuaki. That is paramount. One of the issues, though, for some of our hapori, some of our whānau, is the enforcement of this, as opposed to a discussion by the Crown with our leaders, who are the tumuaki. They are our frontline leaders, along with our parents. They are the ones that will set the tone for our future leaders. They would have been the ones I would have considered to have a discussion with by the Crown first, to get us all over the line, not just the tamariki. Is there a sense then that as leaders and as role models for our tamariki, that that conversation should have been had?
No one, especially us Māori, like being told by a government official and by the government what we need to do. The last people we trust are politicians. In hindsight, that was the conversation that needed to take place in January, rather than being told at the last minute, this is what needs to happen. It's been a frightening time. I'm just really pleased that, we've received a warning. And a warning has been made by the government. Be prepared. COVID is upon us. We need to take action. And I'm just really pleased that our leaders in our kura, you know, chairpersons of board of trustees, parents on the board of trustees, whānau hui that have been taking place and the vocal voices that have spoken, including Tumwaki, have come to the party to protect our tamariki and their whānau. So, you know, things could have been done differently, and I guess moving forward, we'll be having this conversation again. What do we need to do? And be proactive about the strategies that we need to implement when we face this particular type of pandemic again, because it will happen. And we also need to remind ourselves, you know, I think about the 1838 Rewharewha pandemic, not to mention the influenza pandemic of which my great-great-grandfather died, 1918, and I was visiting a Zulu pa, our family Uru pa in Pangaroo, and it was on his gravestone that I saw the word Mate Uruta. And these are the signs that our ancestors left us. I was the Tumwaki of Te Kura Kaupapa Māori or Wairarapa 2 years ago. And we only learned about, just this year, about the mass grave at Papawai Marae of our tūpuna as a consequence of previous pandemics. So it's just really pleasing that there's high vaccination rates of our kaimahi and Kura Kaupapa Māori. And we are looking, we implore our whānau to take care of all the kaimahi, whether they are COVID hesitant, and look at ways in which we could bring them back when it's the right time. And these, despite the levels of the vaccination rates now, our vaccination rates are increasing. It will increase past the deadline, which is encouraging, and that's a result of having ongoing kōrero.
Ongoing kōrero then, because today, and I want to know about that, because the government has announced today that that vaccinations for 5 to 11-year-olds can now take place. We also have the Ministry of Health talk about inequities in vaccination rates and ensuring that our tamariki Māori are being vaccinated. Has a conversation then been had with Kura Kaupapa on how to reach those very tamariki that they're actually talking about?
We have our communities, our Kura Kaupapa Māori communities are close-knit and tight. We have conversations with our parents. We have Māori health providers working closely with our kura. We have nurses that frequently visit the kura and follow up on health matters arising as a result of tamariki and their health. So I guess we are well placed to support our whānau and our parents and taking the next steps to protect our tamariki. The last thing we want is kia pātata mai, te ringa aitua ki o tātou whānau.
Do you expect the Ministry of Health then to reach out to Kura Kaupapa Māori, and, you know, considering that these tamariki are in your age cohort, do you expect them to reach out, and will you be disappointed if they do not reach out?
I think Māori have been very clear. The Ministry of Education, the Ministry of Health, need to be better to service the needs of Kura Kaupapa Māori. And it's pleasing to hear that, you know, despite, but the challenges are still ongoing, to hear that they are prepared to work with Māori, but they really do need to take a proactive approach to working with Māori and let Māori lead the conversations with their communities to support their whānau. And that's been the disappointing thing, if I could reflect back to the first conversations that we had, Te Runanga Nui o ngā kura kaupapa Māori had with the Ministry of Health, is to be mindful of the different approaches required for kura kaupapa Māori and whānau communities. Just yesterday, Māori now are going to be invited to have a booster shot, regardless of age. We all expressed concerns at the beginning of the pandemic and how it and the age, you know, the mortality rates of Māori and the need to lower the age limit for Māori to get the vaccination rate, to get their vaccination. So, you know, Te Runanga Nui has got direct phone lines to the Secretary of Education, and we welcome the opportunity to work with the Ministry of Education.
In terms of the tamariki then, what or how will you, kura kaupapa approach the ngangara in terms of teaching and knowledge around this?
So Te Runanga Nui are facilitating online wānanga now over the next 4 weeks, and we invite kai ako to come along and participate in these wānanga. These wānanga will look about what we can teach our tamariki, what sort of strategies that we can undertake and facilitate with our whānau to learn about the effects of previous pandemics, as well as the effects of this pandemic and preparation. It's all about now thinking about what we are going to do when the COVID virus descends upon your street, because it's going to happen. And so that's the planning now that needs to take place with our whānau. How are we going to support our whānau? Because there are cases in the community now.